Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo after round number two. Haley Kinsel, four-time champion of the world from Texas, handily working on number five as she wins the first two rounds at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Hello, Haley. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your story, how you got started in this sport, and how you got to where you are today.
Well, the same way everybody else gets here, just worked hard. Yeah, I grew up in a ranching family, and I was on the back of a horse from the time I was little because it was a necessity. We had to do that to learn how to work cattle and help out, and thankfully that trickled into me junior rodeoing a little bit, and just worked my way up from there. You know, proved to my parents that I wanted to work really hard at it and that I would put in the time and effort, and they helped me out tremendously getting me started. And I went to college, got my degree, and right about that time, I kind of took off at the pro rodeos and had a lot of success there, made my first NFR, and I haven't got a real job since. So I've just been plucking away at this, and thankfully, you know, with the sport of rodeo and the growth, we've been able to turn this into a pretty good career, and it's all in thanks to my horse sister. She's incredible.
Well, it's interesting to me that you took time and had the foresight to get an education. Let's talk about that, why you did it, what you received, and how you might use it.
Well, the reason I did it is because my parents are smarter than me, because if I had been completely up to me, I probably wouldn't have. I would have wanted to go work for a trainer to learn how to, you know, just be a futurity trainer. That's what I wanted to be. But they had told me, you know, what if something happened to you physically and you needed to have a career? And also they told me that it'd be really smart to have some money and then you can buy yourself a horse. So I focused on that. They knew I was smart and that I could handle school. And that was my goal, to go to Texas A&M and get a four-year degree from there. So I have my degree in ag economics, finance, and real estate. And it truthfully, it's helped me tremendously. Just what I've learned from that school and from those experiences, not just about hard work, but about the things I actually learned in the classroom, I'm applying to my career every day in terms of money management, time management, future planning, all of those good things.
The horsepower in this world is a blessing.
It's incredible. You know, we're at the stage now where the horses we're riding are bred to run barrels. They used to be they were bred to run and you figured out they could turn, or they were bred to be a cow horse and they happened to be fast. But over the years, we bred barrel horses to barrel horses and created more barrel horses. And that's what you're seeing today, and why everything's getting faster. The horses are getting tougher. The girls are getting better. Records are being broke left and right. I wouldn't be surprised if there's 10 more broken this week due to the increase in the skill of the sport from the horses to the women. So it's thrilling to see, and just happy to be a part of it. It's an industry that my whole heart belongs to, and I'll be happy to continue to grow it in the future.
The horses that you haul across and send across the country and compete on in the big time sports, do you take those horses and work cattle with them and let them be horses?
Absolutely. You know, all of the young horses we start with, every one of them starts out on the ranch. We work cattle on. We rope on all of them as well. You know, once they start performing at a certain level, it is a risk to take them back to those work days. So we may do a little bit less. But either way, they go home. They get ridden in the pasture. They get turned out. My horse is probably the second fuzziest one here in the barn right now. You know, she's not totally slicked off because she's a horse. She's comfortable. And I do believe there is a good amount of care that goes into all of these horses that are at this level. But, you know, for me, a lot of care is just recognizing that they are a horse and letting them be in nature and letting them have jobs other than barrel racing.
What do you do as an individual to prepare yourself to be as good as you are in professional sport?
Well, physically, I work out every day. I'm very strict with myself about what I eat and drink, and just very careful, and also what I mentally intake. You know, I try to listen to a lot of scripture, a lot of positive, uplifting things. I try to keep great people around me, and I also try to build up everybody around me, because you can't always choose who's next to you, and you shouldn't push people away. So it's really important to me that I'm the person that's encouraging and building up to all the other gals and guys out here in this sport. So I do my best at that, but I was raised well and I have a wonderful family, so I have them to thank for a lot of that. And the next thing is I just ride a lot of horses. So this is second nature to me.
That's words of our champion, four-time champion of the world, Haley Kinsel from Texas. Haley, thank you very much for your time. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.